4 weeks into 2014, and Orlando has already seen four homicides, and already one of those homicides bears a striking resemblance to one that transformed Sanford's George Zimmerman from a frustrated neighborhood watchman into a dubious celeb who can't seem to keep himself out of the spotlight. According to police, on January 16th, 33-year-old Claudius Smith shot 21-year-old Ricardo Sainz at an apartment complex in Metro West. Smith pursued Sainz after seeing him walking through the neighborhood because he suspected him of breaking into homes. Sainz retreated, Smith caught him, a fight ensued. Then Smith shot Sainz because he said he was defending himself. Sound familiar? According to experts interviewed by the Sentinel, Smith doesn't have a strong case as Zimmerman. He shot Sainz in the back, it appears, making it harder to prove he was actually acting in self-defense. But that doesn't mean he won't try. And all this happens, of course, as a man in Jacksonville is about to go on trial for shooting an unarmed teen at a gas station for playing music too loud, in self-defense as well. Zimmerman, meanwhile, is selling bad art and challenging rappers to take him on in boxing matches. But Sainz and the Jacksonville teen and all of the people murdered so far in Orlando had lives and families mourning for them. But nobody wants to put a human face on them. Rather, they'd like to see the likes of Zimmerman portrayed as a hero, a celebrity, a good guy who does wacky stuff. The dead kids? They're not real. They're just collateral damage.